Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we discussed the research of Carla Green, Associate Professor of Biology at the University of Virginia, and a study she headed concerning the body's circadian clock, the gene nocturnin, and their importance in the control of metabolism. In today's show, adapted from an article published this month on the Oscar website written by Melissa Mackey, we examine the continuing studies of UVA professor and chair of biomedical engineering Thomas Scalic and his efforts to develop real scientific evidence about the effectiveness of magnetic therapy. Magnetic therapy, touted for healing properties since ancient Greece, is still widely used today as an alternative method for treating a number of conditions from arthritis to depression. Yet in spite of no scientific proof that magnets can heal, a lack of regulation and widespread public acceptance based on anecdotal evidence, hopeful consumers have created a $5 billion world market as they buy bracelets, knee braces, shoe inserts, mattresses, and other products embedded with magnets, hoping for a non-invasive and drug-free cure to what ails them. Thomas Scalic, professor and chair of biomedical engineering at UVA, has carefully studied magnets for a number of years in order to develop real scientific evidence about the effectiveness of magnetic therapy. His lab leads the field in the area of microcirculation research, the study of blood flow through the body's tiniest blood vessels. With a five-year, $875,000 grant from the National Institutes of Health's National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, Scalic and Cassandra Morse, former PhD student in biomedical engineering, set out to investigate the effectiveness of magnetic therapy on microcirculation. Initially, they sought to examine a major claim that magnets increase blood flow made by the companies that sell them. They first found evidence to support this claim in their initial research with laboratory rats. Magnets of 70 millitesla field strength, about 10 times the strength commonly found on a refrigerator magnet, were placed near the rats' blood vessels. Measurements of blood vessel diameter were taken both before and after exposure to the force created by the magnets. The effect found was significant. The vessels that had been dilated, constricted, and the constricted vessels, dilated, implying that the magnetic field could induce vessel relaxation in tissues with constrained blood supply, ultimately increasing blood flow. Since dilation of blood vessels is often a major cause of swelling at sites of trauma to soft tissues such as muscles or ligaments, the prior results on vessel constriction led Morris and Scalic to look closer at whether magnets, by limiting blood flow in such cases, would also reduce swelling. Their most recent research, published in the November 2007 issue of the American Journal of Physiology, yielded affirmative results. In this study, the hind paws of anesthetized rats were treated with inflammatory agents in order to simulate tissue injury. Magnetic therapy was then applied to the paws. The research results indicate that magnets can significantly reduce swelling if applied immediately after tissue trauma. Since muscle bruising and joint sprains are the most common injuries worldwide, this discovery has significant implications. Scalic said, "If an injury doesn't swell, it will heal faster, and the person will experience less pain and better mobility." This means that magnets could be used much the way ice packs and compression are now used for everyday sprains, bumps, and bruises, but with more beneficial results. A key to the success of magnetic therapy for tissue swelling is careful engineering of the proper field strength at the tissue location, a challenge in which most currently available commercial magnet systems fall short. The new research should allow Scalic's biomedical engineering group to design field strengths that provide real benefit for specific injuries and parts of the body. The ready availability and low cost of this treatment could produce huge gains in worker productivity and quality of life. Scalic, who plans to continue testing magnetic effectiveness through clinical trials and on elite athletes, envisions the magnets being particularly useful to high school, college, and professional sports teams, as well as school nurses and retirement communities. Scalic said, "We now hope to implement a series of steps, including private investment partners and eventually a major corporate partner, to realize these very widespread applications that will make a positive difference for human health. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we continue in the field of biomedical engineering by examining the work of two University of Virginia professors who have created a system, the HemoShear 2.0, which offers researchers the ability to observe the behavior patterns of vascular cells under a variety of blood flow conditions. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.cvildpodcast.com. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.